This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
Inflation talk with Glenn Leese. We've got Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake plus Wendy Rogers on Saturday's big Trump rally. The Jeff Horovitz Show starts now. All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today, Thursday, July 24th, show number 1421 for my podcast listeners. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, please do it as soon as possible and share it. It's free, right, Olivia?
Yep, it's free.
I mean, it's free.
That should convince a lot of people.
It's keeping up with inflation. Olivia's here. Glenn Leese is here with us because we got to talk about that inflation. And Glenn has his podcast as well, Intelligent Investing with Glenn Leese. You can look up his podcast. You can look up my podcast and subscribe. And
subscribe
yours is free too, right?
Yeah.
So that's keeping up with inflation. Nothing's keeping up with inflation. I mean, it's tough right now.
Yeah.
And these numbers are crazy.
Yeah. It's, every time I go to the grocery store or gas station, I'm reminded by the cost of everything. And it's painful at times.
You had an interesting experience at a gas station. Am I allowed to share this?
Sure.
Yeah, you were heading home, and
on Monday I was heading into work and out in Kachina, and I drove past and I saw a guy outside of a car, like attacking the woman inside the car, like punching and hitting and attacking the car, and it looked like he was trying to carjack her. And so I quickly pulled into the gas station and I was kind of looking to see what's happening, and then she like tried to run him over too, and so I immediately called the police and, you know, gave him a quick Kachina Village, right there at the gas station.
Sure.
It happened all within like a minute, and so I'm like 30 feet away and, you know, get the call in right away, and then I'm like, okay, do I need to go out there and help? And then before that could happen, the guy gets back in the car with her and they like arguing, yelling. And then a kid comes in and gets in the car too.
God.
And so I, you know, they got on the highway and sped off, but I gave the description, but it did spark an interesting thought in my mind because I was all of 10 seconds away from going out there with my little trucker's buddy, you know, baton thing and helping out. But it was an interesting thought because, you know, I think a lot of us like to think that if we're in trouble, other people will help, the Good Samaritan. But we've seen a lot of situations where we've seen, you know, people in the bystanders just not helping out. And I think there's this culture of the Good Samaritan getting, you know, grilled or thrown in jail for helping out. And it's an interesting situation because you always want to help people out that are in need. But, you know, I can see where there's that conundrum. And, you know, we're even seeing that even at the national level with the, you know, the police in Uvalde not stepping in and helping in the situations. And that was obviously very different, but it's just, it makes you wonder what's going on and why is there
That's
not.
Right. You better be prepared yourself. I've seen way too, people will help you. They'll film it. They'll be sitting there and they'll film. And I never got that. There's like somebody getting the crap beat out of them and there's all these people filming it and nobody's stepping in. I mean, there's plenty of situations where people step in. Don't get me wrong. We've seen that happen here in Arizona where people have assisted police officers and so on and so forth. But there's also plenty of people that just sit back and say, oh, I'm good. But then they're also worried about what the consequences are. I mean, look at the guy in New York.
Yeah.
This was a little different where the shop owner or shop worker that stabbed the attacker to death, and he was last I checked sitting in jail.
Yeah. And that one is just an awful story because you see the footage and you hear about the whole situation and it's kind of a head scratcher. You're like, am I missing something here? This seems pretty cut and dry that the, you know, older gentleman felt very threatened and didn't want to do that, but felt he had no other option. Just because someone's unarmed doesn't mean that they can't inflict damage on you.
Yeah.
Because they always say, oh, he was unarmed. But if you're 5 foot tall and the person's a 6 foot six MMA fighter, you know, they could be unarmed, but they're very armed, you know, just with what they have. And, you know, it did bring up another thought that I had when I was actually 19. Someone ran into our neighbor's house out by my parents' house, and we heard the commotion, so we ran outside, and the guy had plowed into the house and was running away, and I ended up tackling the guy and pinning him there and kind of fighting him because he was trying to escape the scene, and I had no idea what's happening. And then the police came and they arrested him and everything, but, you know, luckily I, you know, wasn't in any trouble for doing that. But had that happened today, would I be sitting behind jail because I technically assaulted this guy that was.
I don't think in Arizona.
In Arizona.
But where you live matters nowadays, because you could try to defend yourself in a store like New York City and you're going to be arrested. Arizona, though, has the castle doctrine, things like that. It's just like Florida, where it's better state for protecting yourselves. I mean, we have concealed carry here in Arizona, and we've talked a lot about with that with Rob Wilson. So where you live nowadays matters.
That's why I live in Arizona.
Exactly.
Not New Jersey, where it's like if someone breaks into your house, you have to try and make a reasonable exit. You're like, what happens if you're
in a third-story apartment?
I got to leave my house? Yeah. Like, that's not a realistic expectation.
That's what they're saying in New York, was that the response wasn't proportional with this guy who has attacked this store clerk, right? And it's like, what do you mean it wasn't proportional? What, was he supposed to get his head bashed in the concrete and wait for that to happen before he says, I don't know? You don't know where it's escalating to.
Sure.
We're supposed to have crystal balls. Anyway, Glenn Least is with us. We've got a super busy show. That wasn't even planned there. It matters where you live, and I think it's important nowadays. We'd love to hear from you. Olivia, give out – today we're doing email, or people can leave comments on the Just Wireless listener line.
talkwithjeff@icloud.com is the email, or you can leave a voicemail at 877-971-3971.
And we'd love to hear from you. We've got a busy show. Glenn and I are going to talk about these inflation numbers. I've got some news updates I want to hit on as well. Also, we're going to hear from Arizona gubernatorial candidate for the Republican nomination. Carrie Lake will join us. Big rally that's happening Saturday at Prescott, in Prescott Valley. President Trump is flying in, and a bunch of people are going to be there, like Carrie Lake. And Wendy Rogers, who was with us earlier in the week, she's going to chime in real quick on how to get tickets, because she's going to be at this event as well, Senator Wendy Rogers. So stick around for all that. And like Olivia said, email talkwithjeff@icloud.com. You've got we'll get to the winner. We've got $220
at
sports. Is it Sportsman's?
Yeah.
Sportsman's Bar and Grill. So we'll get to that here in just a second. Hey, the real estate market's pretty crazy. Glenn just mentioned Kachina, and I was talking about, I think, Munns Park. Smaller rural areas. I think it was Happy Jack Parks. They went up like $180,000 in 1 year or something like that. $150,000. I mean, that's just crazy. You normally think like goes up $18,000.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, got a little equity there. This has been insanity.
You know what I think it is, Jeff? I came from California in the Los Angeles area, and I came here 20 years ago because
Nothing. I said, don't admit that.
Don't admit that. No, I came in.
I came from New York originally.
I put in my dues. I changed my ways when I came to Arizona. Yeah. But we came because we were just so tired of the life out there with the taxes, the traffic, the crime, the total environment. And so I think a lot of people are probably leaving those areas to say, hey, we want to go to greener pastures and go to a state that does have, just a better way of living and kind of has more freedom. And I love Arizona. I really hope Arizona doesn't become California, which, is kind of an issue where if you have too many people migrating in, do they bring that, broken culture,
with them?
Like, oh, well, it didn't work in our state, but, it'll work in your state, these failed policies. And I've never understood that. So,
yeah. Well, if you are someone that's moving here, and a lot of people have been, and you're listening, Kelly Broaddus is the top 2% of all realtors in the nation. She really knows her stuff. She knows Northern Arizona. She knows this market. Whether you're buying or selling, you're relocating, Kelly Broaddus can help you out. 928-606-6749. That's 928-606-6749. She'll walk you through this crazy market. She'll tell you what she thinks the home's worth, different areas that you need to improve a home maybe, or things like that. I mean, what I'm trying to say is she knows her stuff. She'll talk to you and make sure that you get it listed properly. Make sure if you're looking for a home, she'll make sure you're prepared for this crazy market that's going on right now. Call Kelly Broaddus at 928-606-6749. That's 928-606-6749. Let's get to some of my news picks. Plus, we got Carrie Lake coming up, and we also have Senator Wendy Rogers, and of course, Glenn Least is going to talk inflation here in just a second. All right, and if you've got a comment, love to hear from you. Send an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Couple news items here. Some of these and Glenn Least is with me today sitting across. He stole your chair.
Everybody always steals my chair.
Do you feel bad, Glenn? That's where Livy normally sits.
You should feel so guilty.
You want to move? to just move?
I could.
No. Okay. Anyway, you might want to chime in on this. It may make your blood pressure rise quite a bit. No jail time for the 26,000 acre. Well, it's the toilet paper fire. This guy started.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Remember this guy was from out of state. And this is an article from Phoenix, from 3TV, CBS 5. Man who started the wildfire that burned more than 26,000 acres near Flagstaff. And I'll interject there. He was up off Snowball Road somewhere.
Yes, it was crazy. Like the day after that happened, we were at lunch with one of our professional contacts, and he'd actually been out in the air and saw the guy and saw the police driving up and arresting him as it happened. So he'd actually witnessed them catching the guy, but, I'm kind of curious. So what was the ruling on it? They just said he's not, no jail time.
Well, he officially, according to 3TV, he officially switched his plea, and with it avoids going to jail. Matthew Reiser pled guilty to prohibited use of fire. So originally, I guess he was saying that he wasn't by inference, he wasn't guilty, and then he changed his plea. So now that's a Class B petty offense. Not too petty for the dozens of people that lost their homes and the 26,000 acres that were burnt and lives that are ruined. But anyway, the judge then sentenced him to 1 year probation.
Okay.
Don't know what that entails exactly. And the fine was waived since the court found Reiser doesn't have any cash to pay it.
So they're saying you can do whatever you want, basically, and you're not going to be punished.
There's no real, what are the consequences here? And we live in this forested area, Glenn. It's frustrating. It's really.
Well, it impacted me directly. I mean, my mom works for me, and she had to get evacuated twice because of it. Once
my family too.
The first time, and then when she got evacuated, she went to stay with her friend down the road, and then that friend got evacuated too. So, I mean, there were so many people that we knew that had to get evacuated.
Yep.
So that I don't know the solution to that, but I hear that. I do wonder if there is a better way to hold people accountable than, you know, a year of probation.
Year of probation does. I mean, why not? Where's the maybe, hey, you got to go out there and help. Well, I mean, people probably wouldn't want this guy out there. Maybe send him somewhere else where there's been a fire in another state or something, you know, because I don't know. But he should go out there and cut some trees down or clean up debris or, you know, something.
Yeah, if it's
right?
Truly
something.
An accident, you don't want to, like, you know, be destroying people's lives. But at the same time, you do have to have some accountability.
Yeah, and
it just seems like that there wasn't that in that situation.
One more here before Glenn and I get to the wholesale numbers that came out in inflation. I don't often read the Phoenix New Times, but they do have an interesting article in here about this bill that passed and was signed by Governor Ducey, which was filming of police officers. And they basically what happened is the legislature passed on party lines and Ducey signed that you can't film interactions between people. If the officer says, hey, stop filming, and maybe they're arresting someone. Okay, I'm arresting Olivia right now, and there's the two of us. Then Glenn comes along with his camera. He's doing the looky-loo thing, and he's filming, and he gets right in the face. So he gets, like, in between the interaction. Hey, let me film you. I'm right in between the officers. Or I'm within. What they did is they refined this thing. They made a bubble around the incident. I don't know how they're going to measure this. It reminds me of 3 feet or 6 feet with COVID?
Whatever it was. It was always changing.
All those stickers, which was stupid. They put all those stickers everywhere. You got to stand here. You got to stand here, and then you're safe. But anyway, they created this 8-foot bubble around the police officer and Olivia in this interaction while she's getting arrested. I hope you don't get arrested, Olivia. What have you been doing?
So
anyway, she's getting arrested. So Glenn comes along. He's filming. Police officer says stop because you're within 2 feet. You're within 5 feet. You're definitely within an 8-foot bubble. You have to stop. Okay. Now, the legislature put an exclusion in this thing that says if you're Olivia and you're filming, you don't have to stop, although if she's getting wrestled to the ground. I don't know how that's going to work. But let's say an officer pulls you over and he's at the window. He or she's at the window. Mm-hmm. You have a right as the person who is interacting with the officer to continue filming.
Isn't there like a reasonable, like you can film yourself, obviously that's fine. And then if you're a bystander, you could film within a reasonable, like if you're interfering with the progress and you're putting your safety and the officer's safety, that's just like, I thought that was common sense.
There might be something on the books,
you know,
on that.
Yeah, you got to take a step back. You can film, that's fine, but you can't interfere. And so I wonder if this legislation's meant to at least do something with that, because it could be problematic if you're in the middle of a scuffle. and you have, you know, Joe Schmo from the public filming, and he gets involved in the scuffle just because he's trying to capture it for his film, or makes it so you can't do your job. So it's kind of interesting. So I'm just,
It is interesting. Well, what the New Times is pointing out here is that it may be unconstitutional to ban.
Ooh, okay.
And here's where I think this thing is going to be litigated. And this thing's made national headlines when this passed and got signed by the governor. According to the New Times, Arizona legislature was warned ban on filming cops was quote unquote unconstitutional before passing the law. There was the legal counsel that New Times obtained some. They run everything through legislative counsel, the lawyers, basically. Is this going to work? And I saw this when I was on the city council. You would meet privately with the lawyers, and they'd say, I don't think this is going to work because X, Y, Z. And as a elected representative, you can basically say, well, I don't care. I'm still going to do it. I think you're wrong or whatever. Well, they're saying that the legal counsel brought up questions relating to First Amendment freedom of expression. That's the Senate rules attorney Chris Clemench. Is heard. This is from March 21st. Recording of law enforcement activity has been recognized by federal courts as falling within the First Amendment right. So I think this thing's heading to court, and they may have trouble with this one. But there should be something on the books for. I'm sure there already is with interfering with any kind of interactions of police officers and the public. I mean, you think that's. If you interfere,
isn't it just an obstruction?
Yeah, at some point. But I think the actual filming, if Glenn's 7 feet away and not interfering, and you might get cited or go to jail or something, whatever it is, that's going to be tricky. I think there's going to be some lawsuits on that. We'd love your thoughts, though. Send an email. Olivia is always standing by checking emails.
TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com.
Sponsors Timberline Firearms and Training. We started off the show, Glenn and I, talking about protecting yourself. I think training is critical. Training is key when it comes to firearms. And we've seen too many situations around the country where somebody doesn't quite understand the laws, doesn't understand how to use the firearms. I mean, all of that stuff. So you should get training. And Timberline Firearms and Training can definitely help you out with that. Give them a call right now because it's limited availability, and there's only so many they have in each training course and training class. Call Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. You can take a quick drive, 5 minutes north of Flagstaff as well. And Rob will help you out. His team will help you out there. They'll also get you Liberty Safes. Protect your stuff nowadays. Really important. That even protects it from fires. They've got ammunition, firearms. They've got all that, accessories. Plus, their world-class indoor shooting range. Check out Timberline Firearms and Training. Give them a call right now, 928-526-7900. Still to come, we've got Carrie Lake, and we've got Senator Wendy Rogers, plus Glenn and I. We'll hit on these inflation numbers when we come back. Hang tight. All right, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. Olivia's with me as well, and she's always looking for your emails. We'd love your email comments, and we'll try to share those here in just a little bit.
Yeah, anything, questions, comments, whatever, a story if you want to share it. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com.
TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com.
Except don't expect me to sing it if it's a song.
You can sing, right?
Wait. You are welcome to sing a song.
Once in a while, I'll sing along, but usually the mic's off.
Well, he dances during the break. No, that's close to
I got
singing.
Glenn here. We got other Cody's here. They don't see that. Glenn Least is here with us as well. Inflation. So the inflation number came out. Was it 9.1? Was it 9.6? I'm a little confused as to that number. It was pretty dang high.
9.1, I think is what
okay.
it was. Yeah.
All right. So which means 18%. That came out yesterday.
Yeah.
This is out of, they lost control. Mm-hmm. They said it was transitory. They were wrong. They pumped trillions of dollars into the economy. Yep. And I mean, I was saying this a long time ago. Of course, when you pump money into the economy and you tell people to stay home and not work and produce goods and services, and then people are on their couch ordering stuff, supply and demand issues. I mean, we talk about supply and demand. I think this weekend on Intelligent Investing, we're going to talk supply and demand. You can catch Glenn, by the way, noon Saturday. Check that out. We'll talk supply and demand. But what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I think I heard a stat that said in the last 10 years, the United States government has printed more money than the last 600 years of the world combined in monetary supply. So it gives you reference. It is a lot of money. It was, you know, over $8 trillion in just the pandemic era. So I remember in the great the recession we had in 2008.
You almost said great reset.
Grace. It was like $800 billion that they helped out with the banks. It seemed like everyone like got, you know, wigged out. They did Occupy Wall Street. We can't do this. And yet we just did $8 trillion like that. And it seemed like, where was the outcry and the uprising? And I don't know.
Yeah, it was the moral hazard. We can't print. We can't. Don't bail them out, the banks and all this. And I actually agreed with this. Don't bail them out for the $600 billion. But then we fast forward just a few years later, and it's $6 trillion. I've heard $9 trillion. I've heard $11 trillion. I don't think we're ever going
to
know.
Lesson we need to learn. So moving forward, that we have more pushback from the people to say, we can't do that anymore. It's just, it's too destructive. And especially when it hits home, I think I heard a stat that says inflation is now costing the everyday person an extra $492 and just increased food, energy, you know, overall monthly cost. And so you have a family of five, you know, and that's $2,500 a month more. Most people are, their wages are not growing at that same level. You may have inflation growing at 9 and 10. And even if you get a good pay raise and your boss bumped up the wages, maybe you're at 4 or 5% increase. And so you're still negative. And so a lot of people are having to make, I think, going to have to start making some hard decisions of, we got to start trimming the fat on our budget.
I think it's happening. You know, I've talked about this in the past. Subscriptions are going away. People are dialing back on that. Mm-hmm. All these things that people pay for extra. I know people that have cleaning services come in and they're cutting that back or getting rid of it altogether. You may say, oh, people have to clean their house by themselves, which is fine. But you think about the people that are employed that are, you know, offering cleaning services at homes, for example, or any added service where you're paying somebody else to do something you maybe don't want to do.
Yeah, that's a great example. So my house, we in the last year decided to hire house cleaners because it was taking too much time out of our day, my day specifically, at the end of the day to go home and clean. I mean, it's a lot of work. And so we did the numbers and said it's probably more beneficial to hire the people so that way I've got more time to spend with the family, more time to focus on work, and more time to just, you know, live a normal life. So I've chosen to outsource that part of it. But yeah, if it's, you know, everything starts crunching the economy, say I have to scale back on that, that means I have less time and energy to do the things that I'm the best at. So, and I think a lot of people are going to have to start looking at those cost benefit analysis and those subscriptions or those extra meals out. And so I think it'll have much greater effect on the economy, especially, you know, if they dial back on the subscription services and you own Disney stock and you say, well, Disney stock, they posted their current quarter, you know, projections. They lost a bunch of subscribers because everyone's doing that. Now your stock portfolio is also going to probably, you know, potentially trend down. So that's a whole nother story there, Glenn.
Yeah.
We can talk about that, but so I try to be cautiously optimistic, but inflation has a real impact.
And it's a spiral. They keep saying we're going to get out. And here's another thing that hit today. So, and then I'm not on CNBC. Wholesale prices shoot up near record 11.3% in June on surge in energy costs. So this is everything that the people are, the manufacturers are using, and they're buying, it's the wholesale prices. Producer prices surged near record numbers. Measure prices received for final demand products increased 11.3% from a year ago, the highest reading since the record way back in March of 11.6%. So I highlight that because we're not moving out of this. We broke the record from March. Okay, March they were telling us it's. I think we had exited the transitory talk at that point. Perhaps. No, they were still probably talking transitory at that time. So nothing's changed. And they keep, Biden was saying in December, we've reached peak inflation. You can't listen to anything this guy says. I don't see the exit for this going forward, Glenn, for the inflation. I don't see the exit. We're in this spiral, and I think it's very, very long term.
Yeah, so some things you could do on the economic front is make it easier for companies to produce those goods and services. So maybe you can reel back the regulation. So there's been a ton of increased regulation in the energy industry where it's harder to start new oil exploration projects, or there's no new federal lands that will be leased for oil leases, or, you know, they put a lot of red tape. So one thing you could do if you really wanted to combat the issue is say, we're going to temporarily, because we still want to you know, maybe go for this green type, you know, narrative. You may have to say in the meantime, we have to kind of scale that back and temporarily.
I'd say do it forever, but that's
not, I agree. Yeah. But that's one thing they could do is say, hey, let's open up the floodgates. So that way companies will feel comfortable about investing in a two or three year, you know, project.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking my head because you and I are, I think, fairly rational human
beings.
Speaking
common sense
and
how to solve
the
issue.
We would do that, but I think the Democrats that are in charge and the left who has painted this narrative that the world's ending by 2000, Ocasio-Cortez, world's ending in 2030 or whatever, you know, everything's going to fall apart because of climate change. You haven't heard her say that?
I'm not surprised.
Maybe I'm being a little extreme on that.
But
basically,
that,
it's irreversible. We have till 2000. You know, they always have this date set that's a few years ahead. Sometimes it's 99 years, but she actually said something about 2030, right? We'll have to look up exactly what she said like a year or two ago. But basically, if we don't take action, we have to do it. It doesn't matter if we crash the economy. In fact, I think they want to destroy the energy sector because destroy the energy sector and then we're going to go batteries and everything's going to be fine. We're going to run electric. So, Glenn, I think to some degree, the power structure, the people in charge right now, especially Biden, is in a point where his party is so ingrained in this that they're saving the world that they can't stop. They actually want it to, I think they want it to disintegrate before our eyes.
So my coworker and I, Cody, were talking about this recently about the Netherlands, and they put a lot of additional regulations on the farming industry in the attempt to say, hey, we're going to go more environmentally friendly. So we really need to cut back. You need to be under a certain amount for gas production, for nitrogen, you know, all the different metrics they use. And so what it's done is put a tremendous pressure on the farming industry there where they're saying we can't adhere to these new regulations. We're not going to be able to do that. You're going to put us out of business. And when we're not farming and producing, we're one of the largest producers in the world of agricultural. That's not just going to affect us and our people. It affects the entire world, and there's going to be less food to go around. And, yeah, we may save the environment, but we're going to starve in the process. So the question is, like, priorities, right? My thoughts always, like, humans and our quality of life should always be the highest priority. We should be good caretakers of our environment, but not at the expense of our own lives. I've even been hearing, like, this notion of we should get rid of air conditioning because it's a strain on the environment. You're like, air conditioning is, in my opinion, one of the top five best inventions that man has ever done. It's allowed us to live indoors and to live in, you know,
live in
hot
Phoenix
environments. Yeah. Phoenix. Yeah. If you don't have an AC, you cannot live in Phoenix.
No,
you will die.
And
so there's that I think it's misguided intentions where they want to, you know, protect and grow the environment, but they should also say, well, we also need to protect people and make sure they have a good quality of life.
We have extreme protections, I think. It is a balance, and I think that the challenge that for me is being a conservative and being someone, I'm a free market capitalist. I don't think we have free market capitalism anymore. We could probably spend a couple hours talking about that topic. But of course I don't want my water polluted. This is such a stupid narrative. No, I don't want forest fires and then flood damage and all this that we're dealing with. It's boneheaded for them to even portray people who want us to have, take full advantage of our energy resources here in this country. I don't understand how, what's Biden over in Saudi Arabia now bending the knee and begging the Saudis for more oil to get those prices down? And then there's talk of, begging Venezuela, who
completely avoidable. Yeah, we could do it here. Energy independent. We were actually net exporters, and through bad policies where we, you know, took the focus away from being energy independent, now we're seeing the ramifications of it. So maybe what that does is the people that were on board with that, you know, change initially to go more green or environmental, whatever that path is, maybe they say, okay, that's important, but we still also have to be able to have gas and be able to put food on the table, because if the gas prices are so expensive that we can't afford to eat and everything's gone up.
When people can't eat. When people can't pay their mortgage, when people can't pay their rent, when they can't fill up their gas tank, a lot of this stuff goes out the window pretty quick. I've always said that things come in really cycles of 20-year, like, generational cycles. And we've been being pounded over the head by the extreme left radical environmentalists since really the late 90s. This really hit hard. I mean, you think back to Gore, but definitely growing into the 2000s and stuff. I think at some point, rational thinking comes into play. I hope, maybe I'm being way optimistic here, Glenn. I don't know. But at some point, at some point people observe that, wait a second, my house isn't underwater in Florida. New York City's not underwater like I was told with the hockey stick thing with Al Gore.
Truth. Yeah. I remember seeing that movie and I was like devastated.
Oh my God.
I was like, I only have a couple years left.
Where is it though?
And how many years ago was that that came out?
Right, early 2000s, right? Something like it's been 20 years. And it's like, this was all supposed to happen. Yeah. And people will look at localized events. Oh, I had a hurricane. That's global. Well, we've always had hurricanes. Or there's a forest fire. Well, yeah, we have really bad forest management for 100 years. I mean, they look at these individual situations and, oh, I live in the middle of Phoenix and it's always so dang hot. Well, yeah, because you paved it all over. And locally, it's really dang hot because you paved everything over and it's trapping the heat. And every year I see an article from a Phoenix newspaper about why is it hot at night in Phoenix in the summer, and every conclusion is because they paved over everything and it maintains the heat.
Look, it's
mind-numbing.
You know, we should be good caretakers of our environment. We don't want polluted water, and we should be looking to go with more renewable as time goes on, but we can't do it at the expense of our quality of life and our survival now. We have to have a balancing act for that, and I just think right now we've seen that relationship get out of balance where they're saying we're going to do this at all costs. In fact, I think there's been some people that have called for let's just get rid of all fossil fuels overnight, and you think that's in the thought is it's going to be good for people, this is going to help people, but what they're not saying is that'd probably kill 50 million people overnight.
Oh, can you imagine what's going on overseas right now? I mean, we see just countries that are we're going to have serious times here. We are having serious times here, but literally people starving in other countries. And then what was the one island over there, the one country, I'm going to pull it. Was it Sri Lanka? I can't remember which country it is, where they stormed the palace.
Sri Lanka,
because they were going on the whole this whole idea of the Green New Deal and the money for everybody, the modern monetary theory, all that. And people stormed it. And I think the rulers had to flee the country.
They had to resign, sometimes that has to happen.
So anyway, hey, folks, if you want to protect your gutters, let me change the subject here, and we'll come back here in a second with Senator Wendy Rogers. If you want to protect your gutters from all that stuff building up, and you don't want to send Olivia up onto the roof.
I usually climb a tree to get up there. Most people would probably use a ladder.
I don't want Olivia going on the roof anymore. So, you know, I'm calling gutter helmet, as you should as well. And get their multi-patented reverse curve that protects the gutters from building up with all that junk. And then you don't have to send Olivia on the roof to maybe fall off. You're dangerous on the roof. Absolutely dangerous. Anyway, 40 years of experience with Gutter Helmet, lifetime warranty, and if you mention a Jeff Horvitz show, you can save up to 30%, and don't forget that they have their senior military and first responder discounts. Give Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona a call or text right now at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555, or you can go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. Back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. Love to hear from you. The Just Wireless listener line is open, 877-971-3971. You can leave your comments anytime, plus email comments as well. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. If you're looking to save a little on money right now, you can actually do it by calling my good friends at the Blind Brothers. The Blind Brothers will talk to you about your blinds, your shutters, and your shades. And I say you can save money because there is a ton of heat loss and energy loss, and plus it just blinds you. We have this issue. I got to call the Blind Brothers on that one blind in Camp Verde.
I know. Every night it's like we're we're trying to watch TV or something. We're like, I can't see.
So I'm getting ready to upgrade some blinds myself with the Blind Brothers, a great Northern Arizona company. I like dealing local whenever I can, and you can definitely do that with the Blind Brothers. Give them a call right now. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, and you get half off installation in addition to any other advertised specials. Here's the number for the Blind Brothers, 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. Olivia's here. We're going to do the drawing for Sportsman's gift cards, giveaways for food.
Two winners
coming up in just a few. Glenn Lease is sticking around. I'm sure we've got more to talk about inflation. Or wait, did it? Did they come up with a new policy to fix it, Glenn? Is it gone? Never mind. Inflation's gone. They fixed it. The government came up with a solution.
I knew they could do it.
Yeah, they always follow through on what they say, and they're always just right
so
there.
So reliable.
Yeah, I mean, we reached peak inflation, and it's going to come down pretty soon because they thought of something during the break. Anyway, joining us once again, second time this week, Senator Wendy Rogers. Maybe Senator, do you have a solution for inflation for us?
Boy, I'd love one. It's prices going up everywhere. It's just crazy. The gas. Interestingly, Jeff, hi, how you doing?
Good.
I've been all over my district in the last many days, and the prices of gas are really vary, you know, but as much as 20, 30 cents a gallon. I have found it to be the cheapest in Superior.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't
Superior
understand.
And Globe.
I'll stop in. I'm in Camp Verde a lot, and I don't know what it is right now. But like a week ago, it was like $4.30 a gallon, and I was all excited. And it's kind of sad when you get excited that gas went down to $4.30, right? But then
exactly.
I get back at the Flagstaff, you know, which is one of the most expensive places in the state, as you know, Wendy. And it's like it was still like $4.85. I was like, how is it 50 cents more up the hill? I know you got to get the gas up the hill, but it ain't that much more.
It's not gonna be that long before you have to like do a mortgage, like a credit check, to be able to get the gas.
Yeah.
They have to run your credit because it's going to cost too much.
Well, maybe Senator, we just need more stimulus checks. That'll fix it. We need more government spending. And I will add that, Senator Rogers, we talked about this earlier in the week. We're not going to have quite the same amount of time, but if folks want to listen back to the podcast of you with us talking about the budget, you were one of the few people that voted against this monster $18 billion budget. And I don't think the solution is more government spending. I know it's
correct. It's not. And it was just three of us, as you said, Warren Peterson, Michelle Ugenti-Rita, and I, who voted against it. And it's just full of pork, and it's really putting a burden on our future generations. And it's just not the way we should be doing government.
No, absolutely not. And folks, like I said, look up the Jeff Horvitz Show podcast, and you can look back. I think Senator Rogers was on with us Monday or Tuesday. She gives a really lot of detail about the budget. But I'm having you back because there's a big event that a lot of listeners have asked about, and it's coming up Saturday. Give us the times. This is a rally with President Trump and many others. Give us the details on this.
We're really lucky and fortunate to have President Trump in the northern part of the state in Prescott Valley at the Findlay Center. He'll speak at 4 p.m. Doors open, I think, at 11 a.m. And my phone has been, you know, blowing up, and I've been really involved because I'm a Trump endorsed candidate. Of course, I'll be involved heavily with the event. And so we're very excited. Now, I understand the tickets are still available. People will begin to line up, I think, at 7 a.m. We who have been endorsed by the president, have each of us can have sort of a little booth inside the arena. I think, don't quote me on this, but the arena seats about 6,000. So if you do want to see the president, definitely get there early.
Okay.
I'm real excited. I just talked to Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who will be there with us. He endorsed Carrie Lake a day or two ago. And of course, he'll be there to support her. And I also want to give a big shout out to my friend, Steve Zipperman, who's running for state senate in Prescott, LD1, and of course all of Yavapai County, which I represent today, but got drawn into the new district that he will ostensibly be representing in the state senate. I've endorsed him. He is a great guy, former military. I know him. He came to the committee meetings that we had in the Senate Government Committee many times to testify and to listen to what we were trying to do to restore election integrity with the various bills we were running and having hearings on. So Steve Zipperman, I'm very supportive of. He's MAGA. He's America first, and I'm really proud of him. So he'll be there tomorrow with me, or Saturday also.
Okay, and we had on Congressman Andy Biggs was on the program yesterday, gave us a big update, but also I know he's going to be there. Not sure if he's speaking or not. I know that those details. These events are, honestly, Senator Rogers, a little bit chaotic because you got the president flying in, and you are dealing with Secret Service still, because the president still has Secret Service, and so you if you want tickets. You got to go. I've got a link up on talkwithjeff.com where you can go get the tickets. I know Senator Rogers has procured me some tickets and my family and a couple of friends. I'm definitely working hard to get there on Saturday to see everybody. But yeah, this is huge because we're in the heat of the election right now, and people, I still have my ballot right here. I'm holding up on the screen. People are still, you still got it. Yeah, I hang on a little longer in case something comes out. I don't know. Plus, I keep telling people kind of here's where I'm at on certain issues. I got to tell you, I go back and forth on the governor's race and on the Senate race. Carrie Lake's actually going to be with us in hour 2 of the program.
Good.
Carrie's been on plenty of times, and she's going to give us some updates as well. But I think a lot of people are still deciding on some of these key races. And we hear a good talk from a lot of people, quite frankly. But honestly, Senator Rogers, we got a 50-50 shot when they actually get in office if they're true to the conservative values that I hold dear. And that's the challenge.
Well, I'm glad you're having Carrie on because she's articulate. I talk to her daily. Another champion of liberty is Navy SEAL Eli Crane, who I've very publicly endorsed to be our congressman, Jeff.
Okay.
And 2 minutes before you texted me to call you, just got a Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Information Group poll, which is a very reputable polling firm. And Eli Crane leads the field in the primary race. And this is the first legit poll done in Arizona 2, our second congressional district, by 7 points.
Oh, wow.
And so,
can you send me that poll? I'd like to see that one. Because I haven't I'll seen much on CD2. Who's next in that poll? Which poll? Polls are polls, you know?
The next one is Blackmun at 12, DeLuzio at 12, John Moore at 5, Andy Yates 3, Stephen Christofiak is 1, and then a couple of others that are, I mean, no others, but then... Yeah. None is 14 and don't know is 34%. So obviously 34% who don't know is actually kind of low in time.
It hasn't been a crazy campaign season for some reason. And I got to tell you, I said this on the program yesterday, and we only got about 2 minutes left, Senator, but I have a hard time because I know John Moore. I know Walt Blackmun. I know Stephen Christofiak, and Eli Crane sat right across from me here for an hour, and I loved his interview. And I said this on the program yesterday. I said, I have a real hard time coming out and saying I'm voting for one of these because I actually like all four of them. And it's hard when you've got people in this race that you've gotten to know over the years. And I'm 100% behind whoever gets through to get O'Halloran out of there. Senator Rogers, best wishes at the event again Saturday, and people can go to talkwithjeff.com. I'll put a link to get tickets. You said tickets are still available, correct? So people can go on out there.
But they do close it out, Jeff, at 5 p.m. today is my understanding.
Oh, okay. So you've got moments. Got moments to go out there. Go to talkwithjeff.com. We'll bump this up right now. It's bumped up to the top post for ticket information and get those because you got to get them in advance. All right, Senator Rogers, best wishes to you out there. Have fun at the event.
Okay, we'll see you then.
All right, we'll talk with you soon. So I don't know, Glenn, you ever been to one of these rallies?
No. Sounds like a blast.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's fun. And it's Olivia
rallies
likes it.
Are my favorite.
I know.
Thing.
I signed us up for tickets. I'm not sure if we're going.
We're going.
Oh my God. I'm trying to relax on the weekends. Right. All right. Stick around in a few minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk with Arizona gubernatorial Carrie Lake, who is going to be at this rally coming up. And I'm certain that she's probably one of the speakers as President Trump's coming out to support her. So we'll talk with her when we come back. Hang tight. Back in a few.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, another hour of the show. We're going to talk with Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, plus Olivia's got our big winner. Another hour of the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Jeff Horowitz here. Olivia's here as well. It's not really a big... We need to up these drawings starting next week, I think. We do have a big one because we got two giveaways for Sportsman's Bar. Sportsman's Bar and Grill. But I think we're going to do better next. We're going to top it next week. Olivia,
you should throw in there some Dogecoin, like
Doge,
1,000 Dogecoin. Oh, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, something like that, or an old stock certificate or something. Well, like
that's a good idea.
Penny stock or something like that. We'll get Glenn to throw it. Glenn Least is with us for the second hour here. He hung out last hour. We heard from Senator Wendy Rogers about the big Trump rally that's happening in Prescott Valley on Saturday. I think the tickets have closed out now, though, unfortunately. Wendy said that you had until 5 p.m., so sorry about that. Hopefully you got in on that. These are always fun events. We're going to hear from Carrie Lake. She's one of the people vying to be, first of all, the GOP nominee coming up. Well, right now, the election's happening right now. Carrie Lake's going to call in here in, I think, just a second. Hopefully. We had this happen with Congressman Biggs yesterday. And he was on the floor voting.
Yeah, he's like voting?
Yeah, he's voting on the floor. And she's got Carrie Lake coming up here. So, oh, we got Carrie Lake on the TV, too. Let's mute that. Anyway, we did that yesterday with Congressman Andy Biggs. He's on the floor, Glenn, voting for the they were debating the National Defense Authorization Act. And, of course, he finally got off the floor just to talk to us, so we always appreciate that. Yeah, so it's good.
Feels special there, yeah.
And Glenn and I hit on the inflation numbers pretty hard last hour. I mean, absolutely cranking. It was 9.1%, the wholesale inflation number.
Yeah.
It's like for finished goods, it was like 11-point-something percent that came in.
An extra $4.92 a month for the average person in cost.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
family of five, that's $2,500 a month.
And they're lying. Because the real inflation numbers are double what they actually tell you. I mean, if you go to shadowstats.com, you look at the old way the government used to do inflation, and it's double what they're saying. And you know that. You're out there buying stuff. You're filling up your gas tank, and it's double what it is last year. Gas is coming down a little bit, but Biden's releasing from the strategic reserve, the oil reserve. He's over begging Saudi Arabia right now, bending the knee.
You know, the prices for eggs have gotten so crazy. Now my investment in chickens doesn't seem that crazy,
chickens are making sense,
yeah. Yeah, they're making sense.
I don't know if Carrie Lake's with us. She's a candidate for governor here in Arizona. Do you have chickens, Carrie? You should get some chickens. Good investment.
I'm thinking about it. I'm starting to look at my yard and thinking maybe I get rid of some of these rocks and plant a garden because I might have to, you know, that's how we're going to feed the family, kind of like we did it in the old days.
We used to have a
big garden when I was growing up.
Yeah, Victory Garden. And, you know, it's crazy. Look, if you become governor, Carrie, and the election's heated going on right now, we'll talk about the big rally coming up here in Prescott Valley in just a second. What can you do? What would you do as far? I think inflation, let's say you take office in January. What can you do as governor when it comes to inflation?
I think if it keeps going the route that it's going right now, we're going to have empty store shelves. We're going to be in a recession by then. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you guys know this as well as I do. And short of getting in there and trying to stop the Fed from printing, stop the printing press at the Fed, they just keep printing money and sending it overseas and doing stupid stuff with our money. We got to get some new leadership in D.C. But what we can do here is to try to alleviate some of the stress. I'd like to lower sales tax and try to bring down some of those taxes wherever we can to help people. However, the inflation is going so fast. I think I heard prices are up 60% at the gas pump since President Trump left office and to now. That even cutting taxes, wherever we can, will not help offset this inflation.
Is there any economic incentives that you can maybe do or regulations that we can cut back on that will spur on and help the economy in that aspect at the local level?
Well, one of the things we want to do at the state level is try to cut back on regulations that are preventing or holding back businesses any way we can. You know, I thought it was great when President Trump came in and said, if you're going to bring on a new regulation, you better bring me two that we can get right up. Let's make it easier for businesses. So many of them got shut down. Small businesses got shut down during COVID. They never came back. I want to make it easier for people to start a business, especially if their business was shut down by the government. And we're looking at ways to try to incentivize people who, through no fault of their own,
lost their business because our governor shut down the state twice. And we don't have the policy fully ready to roll out yet, but we need to get people back into those small businesses that they once had. The middle class is taking a crushing hit right now with Joe Biden in office. Grew up the youngest of nine in the Midwest. I have a Midwest work value, and everything we, if we needed shampoo and toothpaste, we had to work for it in my family because we didn't have the luxury of having a lot of extra money.
Yeah.
And I'm running against somebody who's a billionaire and doesn't understand that concept of what working men and women are going through. She was at the Board of Regents, she raised tuition and fees 70 plus times. And that's somebody who's out of touch with what real people are struggling with.
Carrie, this is a heated race between you and your opponent right now. And you mentioned the Board of Regents. I got to tell you, I may get in trouble for this. My wife, Angela, really likes what you're saying, and she filled in your circle. So that has a pretty big influence on the family going forward here. So I want to put
that
out
there. Thank you,
Angela. Yeah, there you go. I want to put that out there for the listeners. But I'm getting a lot of people calling in, and they're like, I hear these ads. I hear this. I hear that and about Carrie Lake. And I always tell them, look, I mean, this is campaign time. And you hear all this stuff. I mean, what do you say? Because you're getting, I talked to Senator Wendy Rogers was on with us last hour, and she was on earlier in the week. She said there's something like $1 million coming in like a week or something. Just call
$2 million.
Okay.
$2 million.
Inflation.
It's crazy.
What do you say? What do you respond? How do you respond to some of this stuff?
Okay. I don't even know what they're attacking, man. I've heard so many crazy things, but let me just say the most expensive race ever in the state of Arizona when it comes to a statewide race, and we haven't even gotten to the primary. We have a billionaire trying to buy this.
Yeah.
We're at a crossroads where they're going to go back to the old McCain mafia running the show, or we the people, America first. And it shows you how afraid that, you know, inner circle swamp is, that they're like, throw everything we can, stop her however we can, because they don't want we the people in charge. And her ads are misleading. And she's run a dirty race, and that's okay. I can fight. I told you I was the youngest of nine. I woke up every day going, which one of my siblings is going to try to beat me up today? So I'm tough. I was trained to be tough.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. She's trying to go after me for a $300 donation I made to a Democrat years ago, 15 years ago, when she has been making nonstop donations up until just a couple of years ago to the most radical leftist politicians in our state. She's the biggest donor to what we call the AOC of Arizona, Ruben Gallego, the most radical leftist congressman. She is his biggest donor. So she's trying to deflect away from what she's been doing. I am a conservative. I'm the only conservative running right now. Her record at the Arizona Board of Regents is outrageous. It shows she's pro-abortion. She gave illegal immigrant students a lesser tuition than American students. And she did it over and over and over again, even when the courts told her to stop. She's against the Second Amendment. She voted to eliminate Second Amendment rights for students on university-owned properties. She actually said, and this is a quote, we have a country, we have a history that none of us are proud of. And she said that during the BLM riots. Yeah. She is a woke person, and she actually was at ASU and U of A and NAU and helped turn those universities into woke universities. And so she's trying to deflect from what she's up to with these stupid ads where they drag out an HR lady who, by the way, I like, and I treated her well. Nobody else liked her. I did like her. I treated her well. I don't know what kind of payoff Karen gave her to say all this nonsense, but that same HR lady in that ridiculous ad, which I think is scraping the bottom of the barrel, did sign my perfect performance reviews calling me a true leader. So, you know, they're pulling out people to say silly stuff because they want to deflect from what they have in mind, which is open borders, globalist agenda for Arizona. And frankly, I think Karen Robeson is just as dangerous for Arizona as Katie Hobbs. Look, we're either going to go with a socialist, an open borders globalist, or an America first patriot who loves Arizona and will do anything I can and everything I can save this state.
Yeah, and Carrie, we've spent a lot of time on this program with you in the past. You spent a whole hour with us with your background, your history. I mean, you talked about it. You were a Democrat at one point, but President Trump was as well. And that's what I've been kind of telling listeners. I was like, look, people definitely change over time. And one of the things I pointed out about you, Carrie, is why would she come out so hard on these issues when it comes to the border? This is what I don't get that doesn't jive with me with the ads. I'm just spitballing here on the air.
Okay.
Why would you come out so hardcore on the border and the border invasion and the wokeness and all that? It doesn't play to the narrative that I'm hearing. The ads are confusing me because you could have played more soft in the middle and tried to go after those maybe undecided independents. Does that make sense? I think that's what people are trying to reconcile with.
They don't have any dirt on me, so they got to dig for these weird things. It's like, okay, I've been registered a Republican since I was 18. For 4 years, I was registered Democrat and 2 independent. And let me tell you, I think that's going to help me draw people in the middle. I know for a fact it is, because every single week we have numerous people who come up to us and say, I used to be Democrat. You're the first Republican I'm voting for, or I'm an independent and I'm voting for you. We're going to draw people in with our policy
in the general.
And if you, in the general and in, and the primary, we've got to bring independents over. You know, they get to vote. If they want to vote Democrat or Republican, they get to choose.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact, the independents are running over to the Republican ticket. Not just because we have better policies. The Carrie Lake campaign has better policies. But Joe Biden's policies are so disastrous, they are running as fast as they can away from that party. And Karen is foolish when she's putting these ridiculous ads out, trying to shame people who've woken up and are walking away from the Democrat Party. If she thinks they should be shamed, that's fine. She can think that way. I don't. If you're waking up today, yesterday, 10 years ago, to the lies of the Democrat Party and the dead-end policies, I want your vote, and you're going to love our policies because they will set everybody in Arizona off on the right course for success.
Okay, Carrie, before I let you go, big events Saturday. We talked with Congressman Andy Biggs, was on yesterday. He got off the floor for us for a few minutes. That was a little bit of chaos, but he's going to be at the event. I would imagine, is Congressman Gosar coming as well? He's endorsed you?
He's coming as well. Okay. You know, we've got the big event up in Mojave County. I think he's going to try to fly in and make it to the rally.
Okay.
He's in a great race.
When's that? Because we have some people listen to the stream and podcast in that area as well. Tell us about that.
In Mojave County?
Yeah.
That's in the morning.
Okay, Saturday.
I think it goes to, But the big event is going to be President Trump coming to Prescott Valley. And I was instrumental in helping get them to Prescott Valley. I said, we need to go to the heart of this state, and Northern Arizona is the place to be, especially this time of year. And so I'm really thrilled it's going to be in Prescott Valley. And if you want to sign up, by the way, go to donaldjtrump.com/events. donaldjtrump.com/events. We'd love to pack the place. I know we will. It's such a patriotic area of Arizona, and it's going to be a great event. What I would love to do is reach out to some of those independents and say, please come enjoy your first Trump rally. It's the most patriotic, loving event where we come together as Americans and say, let's solve our problem.
Yeah, it's an
and
event.
Let's do it in a common sense way.
Yeah, if you've never been to one of this, it is quite the event. All right, Carrie, and I imagine you'll be one of the speakers.
I'm looking forward to taking the stage.
President Trump's coming out. Okay, best wishes to you, Carrie. I said this last time, we may not talk again until after the primary, but we may, because there's still a lot of people out there deciding, and I'm trying to bring to my listeners and help them cut through all the what's the word, Glenn? BS. I use my radio friendly words so I don't have to bleep something. And then I tell them, look, because there's so many candidates running, Carrie, the problem is that a lot of times when people get in, I have a 50-50 shot of being right, because I'm disappointed so much. I'm tired of being disappointed, Carrie. I am. So,
you know, one thing
I'm not a politician. I'm just a citizen stepping forward, and we're at a crossroads. We're either going back to the old way, the McCain mafia, or we're going forward with America first policies, Arizona first policies. And that's what it's about.
Yep.
I'm not in this to get fame. I've already had that. I'm in this because I care so deeply about this state. And you have to realize the people the media is attacking, who they attack is who they're afraid of. And there's a reason she's pouring $26 million into this race, a record number.
Yeah.
For a $90,000 a year job. Yeah. They don't want to let go of the power.
$26 million is like what a million was yesterday. Come on. That's inflation. I mean, that's going to be the cost of bread soon. Glenn has something real quick, then we'll let you go.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I actually listened to you on a long form podcast a couple different times where you did, I think it was on the Timcast podcast. So that was a great opportunity for me to really understand you, your policies, what you're looking to do. And so I encourage people, if they have only heard tidbits, that's a great resource to just find out more about who you are and just a conversation.
He's promoting other shows on my show. We've got Carrie like an hour. She did an hour with us recently. So go to talkwithjeff.com. Right? But you can go to Glenn's buddy.
I think, by the way, every candidate running for office should be forced to do a 3-hour podcast where you don't know what's coming at you.
Yeah.
Because you can't lie about who you are. And this is, you know, I was in people's homes for 27 years. You don't do tens of thousands of hours of live TV and be a phony. You're revealed eventually.
Well, that's
I know for a fact, neither of these candidates I'm running against would ever do that because they have consultant, high price McCain consultant talking points that they've memorized. And they don't know how to be real.
Yeah.
Because they are unrelatable to people.
And it draws out over time. And that's why when you were on a longer, hour with us recently, I said, hey, she didn't get questions in advance. And the listeners get to decide, is this person full of it? And they hear you versus the 5 minutes. I know we don't have that kind of time though today, Carrie, because you're getting ready for this big event. So, we'll probably talk again. I may see you out there on Saturday. We shall see. I wish you the best and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks. And thank you to Angela, please.
I'll do that. And you're getting stomped by an emergency alert. We run our interviews through the phone and we're getting thunderstorms. So Carrie, I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks guys. Bye bye.
Talk with you soon. I don't know. I think that's the problem. The challenge that listeners have, Glenn, is what's BS.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I've tried to draw out in this show. And when I hear certain ads for a while, I'm like, well, what is that? Because why? I mean, I know her opponents and Karen's welcome to come back on the show as well. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's welcome, including Tuliani Zen and Scott Neely. Those are the other two candidates. They're polling pretty far down though in this race. This is really probably a two-person race.
How do you weed through all the stuff?
How do you weed through the BS? And then how do you read through the BS and of the mailers and all that?
I tried to kind of instill
look at the logic, because I've had a lot of Republicans come to me and say, I don't like Carrie because she wrote a check to Obama and she was a Democrat for a while. But then I'm always like, but she liked Trump. And Trump was supportive of it. It just doesn't reconcile my head to run that hardcore right.
So does that say you can never make a change and do something different? You're always going to be held to your past?
What message does it say to the Democrats that maybe went independent that are now in the middle that look at Biden and say, Biden is a train wreck and I was a Democrat and now I'm an independent and I'm now conservative and I think these leftist policies are crazy. We kind of want to encourage those people to come on our side, not say if you have that baggage in the past, you know, you're going to get labeled as you supported a Democrat. You know, where are they at now?
It should be the person, not the party.
Yeah, well, that's a great point.
We were talking about that before, too, like the hierarchy. You look at the platform, the party, the principles, policies, and then last is the person. So, because if you're looking at the person first, you could have a really likable person that has terrible policies, and then you could have a really not so likable person have great policies. So you definitely want to have a good person in those seats, but at the end of the day, you want to say, what are their policies? What are their platform? Who are they?
When they talk, and I was just joking with you on the long form podcast. I encourage everyone to listen to everything.
Listen to Jeff podcast.
Right? Yeah. But I mean, she's been on with me for hours. So is Karen Taylor Robeson. So is Tuliani Zen. So is Scott Neely. Listen to it. And do your antenna go up? If you're hearing and I know you're hearing a lot of spots, and I gotta be honest with you, I had a very busy month at the radio station, which is great. And on the show here, it's fine. But when you have 30 seconds to rip someone apart, or talk about how great you are.
It's reduced the sound.
It's not a lot of time. And I don't think I know I'm going to get a lot of emails here from people who are like, I'm strictly a Robeson. I'm never voting for Lake. And it's like, you're going to vote for Katie Hobbs if Lake makes it through. Or if you're a Carrie Lake supporter and you're like, I'm never voting for Robeson. Yeah. You're going to vote for Katie Hobbs if, you know, the Democrat over Robeson or over Carrie Lake. That to me is just really putting yourself in a corner, and don't do that. I mean, unless there's something so firm that's coming up in their background, it's like. But I don't think if Carrie is, and I don't have any doubt that she's giving the number. If she gave $300 to Obama, is that the I'm never voting for her versus Katie Hobbs if she makes it through? I wouldn't go down that road. Is all I'm saying, Glenn.
Yeah, and some of the principles that she's proposing down to the southern border were really, I think, needed at this point. I mean, declaring it a national state of emergency and securing the southern borders. You can watch documentary after documentary of the human trafficking, the drug issues, the, you know, people coming across the border. It's an issue. And so I think that's
fentanyl.
Fentanyl, yeah, and it's all coming from the southern border. So securing that for Arizona, and I think even Texas is doing something. I saw something from the governor coming out just the other day. I got an email that he was going the same route. Like, we gotta secure this. If you don't have a border, a secured border, what do you have?
Yeah,
I mean, are you really even a country if you don't have a secured border? And that's not to say that we don't want to have good people come in and allow immigration, but you have to have some sort of end your country
are we a country or not?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Glenn, I sure do appreciate it. You spent a lot of time with us today. Glenn Least, he's with WT Wealth Management. You got the podcast coming up on Saturday, Intelligent Investing, noon. I'll promote your podcast, geez. Coming up at noon on Saturday, where we're talking inflation.
We talked about supply and demand.
Supply and demand issues.
And inflation.
It's very, very well worth listening to and tune in. And Glenn, always appreciate your insight. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, folks, and love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And hey, don't forget that cybersecurity is a major issue right now, and you need experts that can help make sure your systems are secure. They also do managed IT services, voice over IP, and more. And that's SunState Tech. And since 2007, SunState Tech has been helping Arizona businesses and municipalities operate quickly and safely. Do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Go to sunstatetech.com right now. Take their free, no-obligation technology risk assessment. I bet you got vulnerabilities in your system, especially if you're a business out there or a municipality. Go to sunstatetech.com right now. That's sunstatetech.com. Come back with our winner, Olivia.
Our two winners,
actually. Two winners, plus maybe some comments. Wrap things up. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. Welcome back, Jeff Horvitz here. Olivia's with me.
And we're about to do our big drawing.
But first. If you're a homeowner and you need cash, you can call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. I mean, I did this a month ago or so. I refinanced an investment property through her. So if you got investment properties, or if you have a second home, or if you're, you know, your primary residence, Kim Dawson can help you out if you want to refinance. If you didn't take advantage, like I didn't, of the really, really low rates, that was like a year ago, well, that's come and gone. They're talking about raising rates, the Fed, talking about a point maybe. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I think with the inflation, we're going to continue to see interest rate increases when it comes to home mortgages. You may be kicking yourself down the road. I refinanced through Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did an excellent job for me, and I think she'll do an excellent job for you as well. So whether you're doing a refinance or you're purchasing a new property, a new home, she'll help you out. Give her a call, 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458, or you can go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, and equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. I almost had that memorized.
I almost have it memorized too.
Yay. Okay, every week we try to give something away. We were relaxed maybe for a week or two recently, but we've got two. What do we got?
We have Sportsman's? Two $20 Sportsman's gift cards. And then I would say definitely enter next week. We're planning something big.
We're going to step it up next week. We're going to give away some food. We're going to lean on our, sponsors to we're going to make it bigger. Bigger is better.
Bigger and better
when it comes to giveaways. So, stay tuned for that. Next week we'll hit you up with what we're doing, and then hopefully have a real big one. But we've got some great ones here. Two gift cards, $20 each, to Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Great sponsor of the program. And if you're looking for something fun to do coming up this weekend, you're looking to unwind a little bit, Sportsman's Bar and Grill is your place to go.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't want to. It's really good.
Okay, so we got $20, and what do they have tonight? They have a special, I think.
What is it?
It's a Thursday. Yeah, it's $3. Oh, $3 sliders. Yeah, with two toppings. These are good sized sliders. So check that out. Plus $3 hard seltzers. Okay. So May, I don't think we'll get you this gift card in time to enjoy tonight. But Olivia's usually,
yeah,
well,
Taco Tuesday look, next week.
Actually, if you are listening and you hear your name, please just email us back with your address, your mailing address, and Olivia will get it out. Otherwise, we'll email you, but it just takes a little longer by the time we do all that. I got to take that off the TV. The TV keeps ringing. Okay, Olivia, first one, $20, Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Are you drawing it?
Yes. Our first winner is Ray.
Ray, you got $20 at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. If you're listening, email us your address and we'll mail this out. Otherwise, Olivia will be in contact with you. So, Ray, thank you.
And our second winner is Linda.
Linda, you've got $20 at Sportsman's Bar and Grill. Linda should have got 19 because she's second place. We should not have equal prizes.
Or I could be drawing second place. First.
Everybody's a winner, but no, not everybody won. The other people that entered, thank you. You are not a winner. But that's okay. That's okay, right?
That sounded depressing, but.
You're all winners. You're all winners. And you need that extra money right now. I'm going to kind of loop back to where we started the program. The new number that came out today was the wholesale prices. They shot up to a near record 11.3% in June. So year over year, 11.3% on the wholesale prices. So this is going to translate into everything that you're buying as the companies that are producing all these goods and the companies that have to buy things and those wholesale prices spiking up near record because we were talking with Glenn about this. The last record was way back. I mean, this was like, where were you back in March, right? It's not like, oh, when people landed on the, you know, Neil Armstrong first walked on the moon or D-Day or the stock market crash of 1929 or something. No, this was back in March. So we're close to the record, which was 11.6% then. So the Biden administration is lying. They have no fix for the inflation issue. Yesterday, the number came out that the inflation, the CPI, Consumer Price Index, I lost on my screen, though, but I think it was 9.1%, well over 9%. We got 18% inflation by the time you calculate it the real way. So I've spent a lot of time so far this week talking with folks like Congressman Andy Biggs, with Glenn Lease and many others. How do you fix the inflation issue? Well, you certainly don't do more government spending. You certainly don't do another round of stimulus checks. You don't spend more money. You don't push more money into the system.
You don't do anything that they've done.
Yeah, good point. Pretty much what they've done, do the opposite, and that's where we
and
should be.
And then you'll be just fine.
Yeah, I don't know about just fine. But they are now talking about possibly doing a big interest rate increase of maybe 1%, 1 point. Let's see if that actually happens. The only way you're going to cool this down is to raise interest rates a bunch, but I think eventually they're going to have to pivot because as they do that, the economy starts to tank and then they got some even bigger problems going on. So we'll see what happens. All you can do is prepare yourself. Final sponsor today is right in line with preparing yourself. Actually, I should call him to see if he'll get involved with the giveaway maybe. I shouldn't say this on air. I'm spitballing on air here, but I'm going to give Justin at Desert Gold Exchange a call to see if he'll maybe get involved with our upcoming bigger giveaways. You know, Desert Gold Exchange deals exclusively in gold and silver. And I don't give financial advice, but for me personally, I like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver to hedge against government insanity. I think silver's on sale right now. It's definitely, being upfront with you, it's decreased. It's kind of done opposite of what it normally does, but that's because this economy and so-called free market economy is really, really rigged. Why don't you give?
But that is a good buying chance.
It is a good buying opportunity, I think. Unless it goes down more, and then don't complain because I don't give financial advice. But I can tell you, I'm ready to buy a little bit here. Give Desert Gold Exchange a call right now at 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. Desert Gold Exchange. Justin will talk with you and also send you up a free investor's kit. Just mention the Jeff Orvich Show so that way you can educate yourself on precious metals and gold and silver. 888-852-4343. Well, continue to rain. Continue with the monsoons, continue with the storm alerts we've been getting all day. It's been kind of a crazy day when it comes to that, Olivia, but
I'm glad.
It's good it's
I thought
back.
The rain was ending and I was like, no.
Yeah, it started really early. Well, I think it was a little early right before 4th of July and they're showing heavy monsoon activity right through next week, I believe. So that's good. we're going to be spending some time down in Camp Verde coming up. So hopefully it cools down a little bit because, man, I know we talked with Stephen Christofiak early in the week, who's running for CD2. He has a farm down there. He said it was like 104 or something like that.
Oh, geez, that's just miserable.
I think it's cool. Maybe it's cooled down a little bit. So
the people that are talking about getting rid of AC or whatever. Well, what do you think now?
Woo, yeah. We should get AOC needs a place in Phoenix and live for a year without AC.
That's our right? challenge.
There
to
you
him.
Go. There you go. I hope you all have a great, safe night. We have our big weekly roundup tomorrow, and so far we've got Rodney Glassman, who's running for Attorney General. We'll see you soon. Take care.